This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
This is Denise Salcedo with the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, and this is the weekend edition of the Busted Open Podcast. We discuss which return gave us the bigger reaction. Was it CM Punk's return at Survivor Series, or was it The Rock's return on WWE Raw Day 1? Plus, we break down the announcement of the Fatal 4-Way taking place between Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, LA Knight, and AJ Styles at the Royal Rumble. You won't want to miss it. So you mentioned one thing, and that was that there's a lot of positive stuff happening in pro wrestling, and you mentioned a couple of things. Well, I'm going to get started with this. When I think about like big moments and just like overall the way that we ended last year and the way that we started this year. So we ended last year, the biggest news story was definitely CM Punk coming back to the WWE, broke the internet. Then all of a sudden, this Monday, WWE Raw Day 1, we get the return of The Rock. And not only that do we get the return of The Rock, Mark, but he mentions coming for the head of the table spot, which we all know belongs to the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. And Mark, when The Rock went there, my jaw dropped the floor. I'm pretty sure like 100 flies went in because I was just like, what the hell is going on right now? What did you think of this?
Yeah, that a lot of beautiful women had that reaction when The Rock came out. They just lost their stuff and they couldn't talk and they couldn't function properly. I joked about Samantha Irvin watching her reaction when The Rock came out. She is a true fan. And I saw that with the people in the crowd. There were men holding their heads for 5 minutes. They just were... you said your mouth was open. That was a common occurrence. And with CM Punk, it did the same thing. Those two moments back to back in less than a month, Denise, I would beg to differ. Well, no, I wouldn't beg to differ. I would be in 100% compliance if somebody made the statement that those were the two biggest moments in wrestling of the year. With all the stuff that happened throughout the entire year of 24 or 23, those two moments were at the top. It would be hard to argue that point, especially looking at how many views were generated when Punk, and how many views were generated through social media with The Rock. What did they mention yesterday?
It was in the millions. Like, Rock wasn't lying when he was talking about the millions and millions. They are out there. So many freaking views. I feel like every time I go on to social media, the number just keeps getting higher and higher. And I remember we spoke about that too when CM Punk returned to the WWE. Like, one second it was 70 something million, then the next it was 90 something million. So it's definitely gotten very high up there. So I guess with that being said, Mark, here's a question that I want to throw out to you. And I also want to throw out to the nation. So give us a call on this one, because I think it really depends. I don't know what the answer to this one is. So my question to you and the nation is, what was the bigger moment? Was it CM Punk returning to the WWE? Or was it The Rock coming out to kick off 2024 and basically alluding that he's coming for Roman Reigns?
Oh, man. Should I sit at the bar? Or should I sit at the head of the table? Oh, man, that was gangster.
I didn't know where he was going with that, Mark. I was like, where is he going with this? I thought he was going to make a mention of pie or something. You know, one of those jokes. That's what I thought he was going.
Yeah. Man. Oh, man.
I think I know my answer.
Denise, this is hard. And I would expect The Rock coming back. We've been talking about this. I made this comment today, 3 years ago. What if, and we can go back. I like toot my own horn. I was like, what if The Rock said that he was going to be the head of the table? I mean, he's family. He's older. He's more established. And then you get Dave said, Mark, don't talk like this. Don't say stuff like this. And I'm going to, later on in the show, I'm going to point out some other things that Mark Henry said in the words of Nostradamus, that the WWE did exactly what I said. Yes, I'm going to pat myself on the back this new year and let it be known when I do something that it stays done, Denise.
Dang right. But
the thing with Punk, never expected it. There were people that said never over Bret Hart and Vince McMahon, over Hulk Hogan coming back to WWE. Punk, no, never. Never. So I'm going to go with Punk coming back because of the reaction was not, yay, The Rock. Oh my God, this is awesome. I can't. People were like, What is going on? What is this? No. And you remember that we had Dub and Ross on, the two super fans that have their own podcast. And they like, man, they've done stuff like this before. Until I see him with my own eyes, I'm not going to believe that. And Punk walked out with that white t-shirt on, and them dudes lost it. And the whole world collectively lost it at the same time. I'm sitting there watching my son watch the show. And he turned and looked at me. And then he looked at the TV, and then he looked at me again. And then he looked at the TV, and he said, this is not happening. This is not happening. And it got to a scream. This is not happening. Everybody was doing that, Denise. They didn't do that with The Rock. With The Rock, it was, oh my God, yes. This is going to be good. It wasn't shock. It wasn't, I can't breathe right now. That was an incredible, incredible moment, Denise. And I hope that we have more of them, but I doubt that we'll experience one like, unless Cody Rhodes wins the world championship at WrestleMania, I don't know if I'm going to react like that in wrestling.
So that's the thing. I feel like when you think about CM Punk's WWE return, and I know that The Rock coming out and calling out Roman Reigns, like that got millions and millions of views and all of that. But I also have to agree with you. It's definitely CM Punk's return to the WWE. And primarily it's because, okay, The Rock, he's made a couple of appearances. He had just been here a couple of months, made an appearance on SmackDown not too long ago. I forgot what month it was, but he had came out on SmackDown, did his thing there. But I think that the big moment when it came to The Rock was just him mentioning that going for the head of the table, like where should he sit? He didn't have to mention Roman Reigns by name. We all knew what he meant by that. And I think like that within itself was the actual big moment, was him alluding to coming after Roman Reigns versus just the presence alone of The Rock. So, and it was obviously because, you know, it's not like he had any falling out with the WWE. It's not like we weren't ever expecting him to appear ever again, you know, so that just the circumstances were a lot different when it came to The Rock and CM Punk. And with CM Punk, it was just, I mean, you're talking about your son's reaction. My reaction was just a bunch of curse words because I couldn't believe that this was actually happening. And I'm going like, oh my God, like, it, you know, it really is true. Hell has frozen over. I mean, they made the t-shirt for a reason. And so it was this reaction of, oh my God, they really did it. They really got CM Punk to come back to the WWE. And so it was a totally different reaction. So I almost feel like as big of a moment as it was for Roman Reigns to call out, I'm sorry, for The Rock to mention the head of the table for Roman Reigns, to me, it was not nearly as big as CM Punk's WWE return, but it still had me completely excited, man, where I was just thinking, like I said earlier, I didn't know he was actually going to say that. When he was talking about where he was going to go eat, I'm thinking, all right, here comes a pie joke. Let's get our ha-has in. He's going to say something funny. But then when he said the head of the table, I thought, oh my God. And the first thing that I thought of was, Cody's story. What is happening here? What are we doing? And so it was this big moment of holy shiz. You know, everything we thought was going to happen was maybe not how things were actually going to happen. And it was the same thing.
That's like, not what I thought, Denise.
What did you think?
The first thing I thought of was Dave LaGreca.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And I did a wellness check. I called to see if he was okay or if he was on top of us about to take a lawn dart dive. I'm like, Dave, are you okay? Yeah, Mark, I'm okay. I said, no, man. Are you okay? And he was like, I'm good. I don't like it, but I'm good. And there's a lot of people that have called, and I went, in 3 minutes, a lot of people called. So it was a consensus. Everybody was worried about David Cracker.
I think so too, man. It was definitely a wild moment, and it made us, you know, go like, what the heck's going to happen the next several months?
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And with the NFL season underway, I am thrilled to announce that my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, will be dropping 3 times a week. On Mondays, we're going to recap the most interesting stories to come out of the NFL weekend. Wednesdays are going to be for a bit of a deeper discussion. And on Fridays, we're going to bring you the best of my SiriusXM fantasy show with the great Michael Fabiano, Fantasy Dirt. So please subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
It was AJ Styles versus Randy Orton versus LA Knight. One of these men was supposed to win and go on to face Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble. However, Roman Reigns decided to take matters upon his own hands, and he, Solo Sikoa, and Jimmy went out there and attacked all three guys. And, of course, Nick Aldis was not happy with this. So, in order to punish Roman Reigns and his actions, he told Paul Heyman to inform Roman that come Royal Rumble, he would be in a fatal four-way match against AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and LA Knight at the Royal Rumble. Mark, what did you think?
For the title, of course.
What'd you think?
I thought that it was very fitting that the judge, the jury, and the executioner came out and made a point to punish Roman on the spot. Nick Aldis is coming across right now as my favorite general manager since Teddy Long. I mean, he is doing a fantastic job. And he's not just a man that looks good in a suit. It's the authoritarian presence that he gives. It's his presence. Like, it's, man, it's just awesome. And I hope somebody does walk up and just punch him right in the mouth. Because I want the world, I want all these people that are seeing Nick Aldis as the general manager, I want to see him insert himself into a match against somebody so they can see how great a wrestler he is. Nick Aldis is not just another pretty face with a strong English voice. Nick Aldis is a kicker, a very talented wrestler. His psychology is excellent. The only weakness that Nick has is that there are other people that didn't think that he can get the job done. If he can prove it once, maybe he changes the perception, and maybe we lose Nick Aldis as a general manager and we see him as another player in the game.
I think first of all, you're definitely right on Nick Aldis and the way that he's been as a general manager. I think what I liked was that during this, as Roman Reigns was committing these actions, that we had a shot of Nick Aldis and he was just staring at Roman Reigns, staring at him do everything. And he kept his composure. Like, he wasn't losing his mind over it, but he kept his composure and then said, "Hey, this is the match that we're getting." So I liked that. He came across as someone that was not going to be, you know, rocked to his core, but he was going to also fire back without losing control. So I loved that portion of it all. So this four-way, though, is this, would you have preferred to see Roman Reigns one-on-one with whoever? Or do you like the idea of the Fatal Four-Way? And what do you think is going to go down?
You know what? I like to see people have to sleep in the bed they made. And I think that that's what we're going to get. The chance, I want to know the stipulations. Do you have to pin Roman Reigns? Or can anybody win the Fatal Four-Way? And if they beat somebody, then they become the champion.
I'm assuming the latter. It has to be the latter, where anybody can get pinned and Roman Reigns loses his title. Like, that to me is like the added part of Roman Reigns having to be in there in a Fatal Four-Way is that anybody can lose it for you.
Hmm. Okay. I love to see the scramble and the fight of all the men attacking Roman Reigns, and what fight would ensue man to man as they're all trying to pin Roman Reigns. And I could see somebody covering him and somebody pulling that guy off and throwing him off and them jumping on Roman. And Roman getting the 1-2 and he's kicking out. And yeah, you know, I guess, but you know, I can see what you're saying. You create that dynamic with all the wrestlers in the Fatal Four-Way if anybody can get pinned. So, you know, for whatever the fans' choice is, what I'll go with. I'm fine with either. I just love wrestling, Denise, and I want to be entertained at the highest order. You cannot miss with the four men in this match. This is going to be one of the best four-ways we ever saw.
Yeah, and it's been a while, I feel, since we've had a four-way, especially at this magnitude with everything that's riding on the line. I think the only thing that I was kind of like a little bit bummed out of was that I did want to see LA Knight and AJ Styles in the Royal Rumble, of course. But I'm like, all right, I ain't going to complain. I'm still looking forward to this Fatal Four-Way match. Of course, I would have liked to see them in the Rumble as well. But I think this Fatal Four-Way match, I mean, I'm not expecting, of course, to see the title change hands. But I hope that, and they always do this, they always make it a... They always do it so that you believe that there's a chance that someone is actually going to defeat Roman Reigns. And so I think that the storytelling in this actual matchup is going to be very important, because can you make the viewers believe that somebody like AJ or Randy or LA Knight is actually going to defeat Roman Reigns? And I think that's going to be like the exciting part of this match is seeing how they work it all out. But we got some callers on the line that also want to share their thoughts on this fatal four-way. So I want to kick things off with Chef Anthony. Chef Anthony, you're on the air. What you cooking? What's going on?
What's up, Mark? What's up, Denise? I got some nice pizza going today, trying to figure out a little something special for the spiciness of WrestleMania this year. Just a Philadelphia steak with some buffalo chicken and everything. Make it nice and good.
Ooh, man, I love a Philly cheesesteak pizza. Ooh.
I've never had one, but it sounds delicious.
Little garlic crust. Gotta put the garlic around the crust. It's too early, Chef.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. I know I always make you hungry and I'll always come up with my ideas. I apologize. But the two things I want to talk about first with this fatal four-way and everything, I'm enjoying this because last time I called, I said, and I still stand by it, the Roman Reigns matches are boring. This will be the first Roman Reigns match I've watched since Clash of the Castle. And I'm going to roll a grenade in the room. What if during this fatal four-way we had the bloodline interferences, there's no disqualification, no count-out and everything, but The Rock comes out, and The Rock distracts Roman Reigns enough to where someone pins Roman Reigns and takes the title from Roman?
That'll be fine by me.
Really?
And that causes Roman and Rock, because Roman keeps bragging that he's head of the table as long as he has the belt. The Rock comes out to watch him defend the belt, and Roman loses the belt because The Rock's out there. And then the second thing I wanted to mention, Karrion Kross's new group, they felt like a final video game boss last night to me, like that big bad video game boss that you gotta fight throughout the whole dang on game to beat the game. They looked impressive, and I can't wait to see what else they got planned for it.
Thank you, Chef Anthony.
Very good.
Mark, I disagree with both you and Chef Anthony. I would hate that. I would hate if The Rock came out and costed Roman Reigns the title here and whoever won because of a distraction. I would hate it.
You know, it won't happen because I think they want Roman Reigns to go all the way through this year to next WrestleMania. But The first option that I came up with was the first night of WrestleMania, The Rock and Roman Reigns go at it for the head of the table. And then Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes go the next night. But because Roman was so beat up with being in there with The Rock that he cannot beat Cody, and Cody wins and becomes the world champion. And you serve all the masters at that point. I don't know, Denise, how you would get back to Roman having the title if he lost, and would it be a throwaway? Why would you throw away all of that time? Just lose the title in a four-way that The Rock came out and distracted him and that caused him to lose. I just feel like that would be a waste.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.